Hear me, the Bible's dark and is gleaming. To cheer the wanderer alone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming. Since Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
Consider with me for just a minute a very popular doctrine that you hear maybe more often than what you may even realize, and that is that we are saved by faith only. Those that advocate this teaching believe that at the moment one believes, that they are saved and nothing else is required. This is a doctrine that is so often inferred that you would think that it is in every book and in every chapter of the Bible. But yet the truth is that this phrase, faith only, is found only one time in the Bible, and it does not support that doctrine at all. In fact, I would like for you to consider the context. In James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, James says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works.' You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which says, 'Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he is called the friend of God.' You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So the next time you hear someone so adamant about all that you need to do to be saved is just to have faith only, remember that James says that that is not the case. Be careful, because we need to know what the Bible says, not just what people say that the Bible says. Just something to think about.
Give me the Bible's dark and its gleaming, to cheer the wanderer alone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming, since Jesus came to see.